We're here at the Commodity Classic, and we're at the Hortau irrigation booth. And is this your first year here, guys? Who wants to talk first to me? All right. Well, I'm going to have both of you introduce yourself. So you go first.
I'm Jocelyn Boudreau, the CEO of Hortau.
And you are?
I'm Doug Larson. I'm a sales manager in our region in Colorado.
I'm going to have you start first, Jocelyn. Tell us about the background. Tell us about Hortau Irrigation.
Yeah, the company started in 2002 with the idea of optimizing water usage on farm, taking a plant-centric approach to use water, basically to grow a healthier crop, boost yields, and give water the same level of attention and precision as we do with fertilizers and crop genetics, basically.
By your accent, I can tell you're not from around here.
I'm from Quebec, Canada.
I thought so. By your accent and your name, by the way. All right, Doug, well, what are you doing here, Commodity Classic?
Well, we're here. This is really our audience. You know, we work the High Plains region of the country, and so most of our growers are either corn growers or soybean growers, potatoes, sugar beets, those kinds of products. So this is our audience.
And this is your first year here at Classic?
Yeah, this is our first year here. We had one of our clients actually shows here as well. And so he had suggested that we come down just to be a great opportunity to interact with the people that could most use our systems.
And how are you? The trade show just opened today. What kind of traffic have you gotten? What kind of response?
I think it's been great. Honestly, I'm really excited about it. I think it's been great. The people have come in and been very responsive. And the interesting thing is that people are very knowledgeable. You know, a lot of it's only been in the last number of years that many people have been coming to understand soil moisture and the need for monitoring that. And so, but yet, even knowing that it's only been the last number of years that people have come aware, people here are very knowledgeable about it. They've been reading up and they know and they understand. So it's been a great opportunity to visit with them.
Well, Jocelyn, let me ask you, this company, when you started it now 12 years ago,
yep.
So how much has it grown in that time?
It's grown a lot. I mean, we started more on the East Coast, you know, selling to a specialty crop. There's not that much irrigation over there. Then we started investing over in California. Over there, we took strong leadership over that market. And since last year, we're in the High Plains. That's where Doug is mostly developing the market for us. We have some other people in the Midwest. So it's been growing really, really good. Now the demand is there. People fully realize the potential of using precision tools to manage water. So, very good.
Well, and it's really getting to the point where water management is not really an option. This is something they have to.
Oh, yes. No, it's become critical, and that's really one of the items that is apparent here. Everybody's talking about the water situation. Our High Plains office is located in northeastern Colorado, and we're right in the heart of what's happening in the water. You know, we're in the middle of the Ogallala Aquifer, and so we know that we're not recharging, and we've got to manage our water better. And this is an excellent tool to help our growers do that. It really gives them some visibility. In years past, guys wouldn't really have any idea of exactly what was happening in the soil profile. This gives them real visibility to understand what's happening and taking place and to manage that water as best as they can, to maximize it best they can. And at the same time, as they're maximizing that water, they're cutting down on their energy use by cutting back on their irrigations. And in addition to that, they're seeing better yields because we're cutting down on stress on the plant.
Well, you know, the reason why we're here is because somebody tweeted my husband. Who did that?
That would be Brian Mile. He's our marketing director. Okay. He operates out of our U.S. headquarters in California. He's the one responsible for that.
Well, that got our attention because we are busy, busy, busy during this show. And I can tell you, we wouldn't have come by here if he hadn't done that. So you let him know that he did his job, and he will have a story on this on AgWired and on Precision Pays because of that. And we'll get you a little bit more visibility here. So we are happy to see you guys here, and we'll point to your website, and I assume you have a Twitter account. Well, good to meet you guys, and thank you so much.